Let's start this show. What's up, party people? So glad to be back on the microphone. It seems like it's been a minute. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique experiences and challenges, and this is the place to discuss it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an adult informational podcast for a mature audience. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice. I am so glad to be back on the microphone. It has been a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you what. We're coming to you from fabulous Las Vegas. The city is finally opening up, and my business is booming. And that's why I ain't been on the microphone, because I've been out there making that cheddar. You know what I'm saying? Getting them snaps in order. Getting ready for a big summer. Been playing a little bit. Been talking about that. Got a party coming up. I'll be talking about that. And I got a little topic that I'm going to discuss as well with y'all today. I'm going to make it quick. This is just a 25-30 minute informational podcast about the lifestyle. Okay? We are an interracial group. All right, but all are welcome. I don't know how many times I have to say that. We are an interracial group, but all are welcome. Okay, we don't discriminate. Okay, we're trying to get this thing started. We're trying to eradicate racism once and for all by mixing it up a little bit with all people from all backgrounds to have the best time possible. You feel me? Because I feel y'all. Let's get this thing started. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, now you know. Talked about the group a little bit. Let me tell you how to get a hold of us a little bit just in case you need to. WeSwingLV@gmail.com. WeSwingLV@gmail.com. I get hundreds of emails. And let me tell you, something that I'm proud of is I answer every email. So if you send an email and you didn't get an answer from me, just go ahead and hit me up because maybe you slipped through the cracks. But I answer all the emails and I try to keep this hot. I try to keep the topics hot and I try to keep the play hot. So if you need to get a hold of me, shoot me an email, weswinglv@gmail.com, and I will hit you back. If you have something more private, more personal, more pressing, you can always hit me on Instant Messenger on Facebook. It's E-A-R-L. B-O-L-D-E-N, Earl Bolden. That is my middle name. Earl's my middle name. It's not my first name. My first name is Damon, D-A-M-O-N, but I had an account that was taken down, so now I have to use my middle name. Long story short, I just maneuver this Facebook thing as much as I can. I'll get into that in a minute. All right, so E-A-R-L-B-O-L-D-E-N. If you need to send me something on Instant Messenger, if you're looking to be part of the Facebook group, We Swing LV on Facebook, it's a private group. So if you come into the group, your mama or sister or brother is not going to see you in the group. Only members are in the group and only members can add you. Okay, so you want to be in the group. We put you in the group. Only members of the group can see you. I have to make that clear if you feel hesitant about putting yourself in a group where you think somebody might see you. They won't, because if they're not a member of the group, it's impossible to see. So, instant message me or instant message my wife, Gail Bolden, or me, E-A-R-L-B-O-L-D-E-N, and we will add you to the group. Personally, over the last couple of weeks, probably 3 weeks now, or a little less maybe, haven't been posting in the group. As you can see, I haven't been putting a lot of stuff up in the group, and I haven't been liking other people's mentions or ads in the group because I can't, because lo and behold, once again, I am blocked for 30 days. You should have known when you didn't see me post something in the group that I am blocked. I tried to put up another profile, a different profile, so that I could still post in the group, but Facebook blocked that profile too. I don't know what the deal is. I can't get it right to save my life. I posted something and they said, well, you didn't have the right to use the music. But the person that posted something in the post I got from Facebook, they had the right to use the music. It was somebody playing music in the background. I posted it. And then because I didn't have the right to use the music, it was blocked. But it was on Facebook to share for everyone. So why can't I share something somebody else already shared? I don't understand the rules, but whatever. I'm not tripping. I'm just saying I don't really get it. I posted another pic where a beautiful lady was wearing a bathing suit. And they said, she was turned to the side. You knew she had on a suit. You could see the string and you could see a little bit of her crack because you could not see the string because she had a big butt. So the butt swallowed up the string. They said, no butt crack. We're going to block you for 30 days. Some of the shit that I see on Facebook, no butt crack. Are you fucking kidding me? But again, I don't know how they pick, how they censor people. But I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm not really tripping. I'm not going to war with Facebook. I don't really get at this point. Eventually, they just going to block me altogether. I'm just not going to have a profile anymore. I think that's coming. It's inevitable. I try to follow the rules, but I just must be a rule breaker. So it is what it is. If you want to join the group, we'll figure out a way to get you in. My wife will probably have to add you because I'm always banned or blocked or whatever the case may be. I'm just trying to have a good time. And I'm not going to stop being who I am to appease some crony at a cubicle that decides that what I posted in a group is not to their community standards. Okay, we have a private group because the people in the group expect to see whatever our standards are, not their community standards. What we joined the group for is the standard. Not their standards, but our standards. That's why the group is private. But apparently, it's not private to them because they can tell us what we can see, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. But it is what it is, folks, and I'm going to leave it at that. I always try to make it professional. I don't put shit too raunchy. I don't put political shit, obviously. I don't put religious shit, obviously. I post things that I think are going to heighten your arousal to play, if that makes sense. I try to post things that you will look at and go, huh, man, I'm kind of feeling fucking horny. I need to play this weekend. That's what I try to post. It's all subjective. There's no rhyme. There's no right or wrong to the shit I post. Half the time it's just funny, fun shit. You know, I'm just trying to get you. I start posting on Monday, but by Friday I try to start hyping it up a little bit so that you play on the weekend or whenever your weekend is so that you have a good time. That's what's supposed. We're a swingers group. Jesus, I don't understand. We're a swingers group. Why I'm getting censored? I try to keep it professional and I try to stay within their community standard rules, and I can't even do that. So whatever. Let me move on. Let me talk about the party real quick. June 26th. I know you say it's only May 4th. We got some time. But that's always the way this is. You got some time until it's 2 days before the party and you scrambling to either get here or get in the event or pay for the event. Or at the last minute, you're like, well, I didn't just listen. Here's the deal. If you want to come to the party, we would love to have you. if you haven't paid for the party yet, that's okay. You got some time. But what I kind of want people to do now, either through Messenger or email, let me know that you're coming, because I'm trying to get a head count. Okay. So Friday, if you don't know, or you know, the event's going to be on the Strip, and I have a cabana at the hotel for Friday for us to have a little pool party gathering event. So depending on how many people we have, because obviously I'm not charging, I don't know. I'm going to get this information out to you. I don't know if you're not staying at the hotel, if you could get into the pool, but I'm going to get that information from the event coordinator this week, because I would really like for anybody to be able to show up and come and hang out at the pool and have a good time. Now, I have a cabana. I don't know if it seats like 10 or 12. Am I going to have 50 people? Do I need to get 2 cabanas, 3 cabanas? You see what I'm saying? So people need to start to let me know now so I could get the numbers right. Okay, so that's why I'm really telling people, let me know. If you're in the Facebook group, just say that you're going. Even if you haven't paid, just so that I can start to get a head count. I have some people that are coming that are not in the Facebook group. So the numbers on the Facebook group might look low, but some of the people are not in the group that are coming. So I'm trying to get the head count together, if that makes sense. June 26th is the party on the Strip, overlooking the Strip, in a fabulous penthouse. I have it, the 3,000 square feet. I have it for the whole week. So we're going to be playing the whole week. But people are probably going to get into town Thursday, Friday, hang out, come play in the suite if you want. But Saturday's the party. Friday's the pool party. And I'm trying to set up something special for a meet and greet on Thursday. But I need to get a head count. So help me out, people. Let me know what's going on. Whether you're coming or not, even if you haven't paid, so that I can get an idea of the number. Very, very important. Okay, so we talked about the party. You know what's going on with that. There are other events going on. I don't have my notes in front of me. Not that weekend, but just coming up, several little parties. The next time I do a podcast, I will just go through an entire event schedule for like the month of May and the month of June and probably the month of July. So if you want to continue to come to Vegas, or if you live in Vegas and you don't know about the parties, I want to put that out there. If you're throwing a party or an event and you want to post it in our group, all you have to do is just instant message me or send me the information in my email, and we'll be more than happy to put your event up in the group. You know, the more the merrier. We'll share our stuff with you. You share your stuff with us. We're trying to grow this thing and have a good time, okay? Now that I got that out of the way, I got the Facebook thing out of the way, I got the party out of the way, things are returning to normal. I may or may not have talked about this, but that weekend, World Resorts is opening up. The party's the 26th. World Resorts is opening up on the 24th. Just down the street from where our event is going to be is a brand new casino hotel. It's massive. They're going to have all kind of events and new nightclubs and lots to see and shopping and lots to do. So that's another thing you can add to your list if you come out here for the party. Circa Downtown, brand new casino. I have not been down there yet. I'm going to go down there. That's something else you could do if you're going to come for the party. Branson's new joint used to be the Hard Rock, but now I think it's called Virgin. His hotel just had a grand opening. That is another thing you could do if you're coming out for the party. And a hosted, and tons more. Tons more. I'm just throwing out the new stuff. So come on out. Let's have a good time. This, I'm trying to make this the summer event of the year. Let's get this cracking, okay? So let me know if you're coming out. More than happy to have you. All are welcome. This is what we're talking about. Swinging and playing and meeting and mingling and just having talks and discussions and hanging out with new people is what it's all about, okay? Life is short. Let's have some fun. We Swing LV. Moving on, I'm going to try to throw out a couple, got about 15 minutes. I tried to make this like a 30-minute podcast, and I'm going to throw out a couple topics. Let me see if I get both these topics in real quick. I may just get to one. So last weekend, I was playing with a wonderful couple. One of my buddies who plays with this couple all the time. I'm not going to throw out any names. This is not necessary. But one of my boys who plays with this couple all the time, and the female is fabulous. And the husband is a really cool dude. He has a great, he's really into music, and he's got really good taste when it comes to music. Like a lot of old R&B, like he's about it. And they're a really cool couple. They got a great home, beautiful pool and hot tub. These are some really cool people. So as we're hanging out a little bit, the husband pulls me to the side and he says, "Hey, you know, we've been playing with this lifestyler. This one particular guy invited me over for a really long time, and they really have a good rapport. And he says, you know, we would like to just invite you over by yourself one time. Do you think it will offend this other male that we've been playing with pretty regular and pretty kind of stable, steady?" And me knowing the guy, I said, he ain't going to have a problem. Okay, that's not going to be an issue. But I said, you could talk to him about it so there's no, you know, no misunderstanding or miscommunication. You know, sometimes when you're new to the lifestyle and you start to play with someone regular, you may feel that this is an exclusive thing. So what you need to do when it becomes pretty regular like that is you need to sit down and have a conversation with them, or they need to have a conversation with you, and set some rules, some boundaries, some barriers. Now, if you say, "Hey, we just want to be exclusive with you," and he says, you know, he or she says, "I feel the same," then that's your rules. Okay, and you need to talk about if you're going to do something else, if you set those rules or boundaries. Now, if you haven't set those rules or boundaries, then what needs to happen is you just need to have a discussion to say, "Hey, man, we're having a really great time with him or her. We really enjoy your company. We want you to come over and play when we ask you to play, whatever. But we're going to venture out a little bit, and we're going to start bringing some other people into the fold. Is that going to offend you or bother you?" Just have a conversation about it. That's all. You know, no one's going to be, if you didn't set up anything exclusive to begin with, it shouldn't be an issue. But out of courtesy for your play partners, they need to kind of know in advance if they seem like they're the type that they just think they play with you. You need to kind of set the rules or set the boundaries and just say, "Yeah, you know, we play with you on these days, or when you're available, we would love to have you over. But when you're not around, we also play with other people," so that maybe that person realizes that it's not going to be exclusive if they already don't, if you haven't had that conversation. So this is just one of those etiquette things that I want to throw out on the podcast today. Because I always try to throw out a little etiquette information to get people feeling comfortable about playing and in the group. And like this particular couple, they don't know what the rules are because they're new. Okay, they have no idea. They don't know what the rules are. So they were like, "Well, we started playing with this one guy. Is that it for us? We just play with that other guy. Do we have to not play with him in order to start playing with someone else?" It doesn't really work like that at all. You play with whoever you want to play with as much as you want to play with them. But if you play with somebody kind of regular and they feel like they're a little bit exclusive to you or you to them, then just have a discussion. You know what? Communication is the key to the lifestyle. I'm going to say this once. If I've said it 1,000 times, communication eliminates almost every problem. 9 times out of 10, when there's a problem in the lifestyle, it was a miscommunication issue. Somebody thought one thing and someone thought something else. And if you just talk it out, that usually always fixes the problem. So I just wanted to touch base on that real quick. And I'm going to go into another little topic here real quick, and then I'm going to end the podcast. I just wanted to say hey to y'all. I know it's been a minute. I've been really, really busy, like I said, because the city's opened up. My business has been booming, and I just haven't had time to be on the microphone. So I thought I would take a little afternoon today. This is May 4th, 2021, at about 1:40 in the afternoon. I thought I would slip away from what I was doing to just get on the mic and talk to y'all. I appreciate all the emails that I get. I always answer all the emails. And a lot of people were like, are you not doing the podcast anymore? I am. I've just been a little busy, but it's great for me to be doing this. This isn't a cash thing. This isn't a money grab. This is just a fun thing. As you can tell, I like to talk. Hopefully I have something interesting to talk about that pertains to the lifestyle and interracial in particular, and what we try to do and how we try to have a good time. So the last thing I'm going to talk about real quick, my topic is, I was talking to a female that I was playing with the other day, and she said to me that she was playing with a guy and he had rated her. Rate, R-A-T, rate, R-A-T-E, rated her like a number, 1 to 10, okay? So a little bit odd. I don't rate people. People are people. A little bit odd, but that's okay. And he was like, you know, girl, you like a solid 7. Which I would never say that to a female, because I think it's, I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I don't think it's respectful. People are people. I don't rate people. I don't go, ooh, she's a 6, or wow, she's a 10. What does that mean? Somebody's 4 is another person's 10. Somebody's 10 is another person's 3. You get what I'm saying? Because we're all different and we all have different likes and different tastes. But this particular female was telling me that some guy told her they're done playing, that she was cool, she was a solid 7, whatever the case may be, which I think is disrespectful, but whatever. Let's move on. Now, I play with this particular female from time to time, and I'm going to tell you my thoughts, okay? When a woman gives me the opportunity to play with her, whatever the circumstances are, tall, short, big, thin, in my eyes, she's a 10, period. Okay? There's no threes in our group, okay? If that's even a thing, okay? We don't rate people. But as far as I'm concerned, if you are willing to lay down with me and enjoy my company like I enjoy your company, you are a 10. That's it. It's like taking the test with no wrong answers. All the answers are right when it comes to playing. You're just there to enjoy yourself. You're not there to be like, oh, she's hot, but this, or oh, she's good looking, but that. There's no but. You're all a 10. If you're in a lifestyle, you're a 10. Because the goal is to enjoy each other's company in a sexual nature. Okay? That's it. No judgment. There shouldn't be any judgment. There should be no numbers or quotas or the hot, not hot. If she's there to play and have fun, in my eyes, she's a 10. But the reason I bring this up is because this particular female, to me, is a special 10. Because she goes all out, okay? She's not a gangbanger, okay? It's not one of those type of settings. But when she is with a man, she will do what's asked. And you want to reciprocate, you know, you want to do the same. You want to do the same. She's given her all, and you want to give your all. I mean, she's the type of lady. Hey, you want your balls sucked? She's in. You want your toes sucked? She's in. You want to do anal? She's in. You want to do vaginal? She's in. You want to do throat fucking gagging? She's in. To me, that's more than a 10. You know, she's not some freak that has some sexual addiction. She's really, really keen on trying to please a man. She's what I call a pleaser, a real true pleaser. She gets a ton of joy from doing whatever it takes to get you off. To me, that's not a 10, that's a 20. Okay, you see what I'm saying? She goes up, but in my eyes, I've played with her solo and I've seen her play in settings, and she goes the extra mile to please a man. Or I've seen her do the same for females. She just really enjoys sex a lot. Okay. And she's not a, you know, she's not giggling, making all kind of noise and trying to be the center of attention. I've seen women like that in the lifestyle, and guys too, that they think they're really showing out because they're trying to be the center of attention. Yeah, you ever meet those people? We were at a party one time and a girl showed up with a dude that we knew, and she was trying to make it all about her. And it was kind of a turnoff. Like, everybody was like, yeah, we got it. You like to suck dick. We got it. She kept mentioning it, yelling, I love sucking cock. Like, ugh, okay. We get it. It was too much. She was being over the top because she was trying to be the life of the party. But you know what? If you want to be the life of the party, just work your magic and you will be the life of the party. You don't have to announce it. Okay. And that's what this other particular female was doing. She was really trying to make it about her. And it was a little bit of a turnoff to the people in the party. But the girl that I'm talking about, she's not trying to announce it, but she certainly shows it. She is, if she likes you, man, can she get down? Can she take you to a place? Can a woman take you to a place of fantasy? Like, when you're done, you're like, man, this shit, wow, that was a real experience. This particular girl, in my eyes, is not just a 10, but she's a 20, because her whole mission is to please. And there's some real pleasers out there. And I just wanted to throw that topic out, because sometimes I don't think the females get enough credit, or sometimes I just think that they think, now this is just opinion. Listen, this podcast is an opinion podcast. There ain't a lot of facts here. I'm not throwing out a lot of facts. I'm doing this all from knowledge, what I see, what I hear, what I experience. Okay. I'm not a doctor. Not giving out swinger medical advice. I'm giving out fun advice from a swinger that's been in the lifestyle for a very, very long time. Okay. So this does hold true. Whether it be a guy or a girl, if you meet somebody that they just want to please, that is a very special person. Not timid, not that shy, just you could see it on her face. She just enjoys pleasing. Just makes her wet all the time. She just loves it. Those are rare. Believe it or not, you think everybody in a lifestyle is like that. They're not. Everybody has different places they are in the lifestyle ladder. Okay. Some have a very high sexual tolerance. Some have a very low sexual tolerance. And there's everything in between. But some people are just voyeurs. Some guys just like to watch a girl play. They never play. Sometimes it's the opposite. The man gets down. The wife doesn't play very much. And every spectrum in between. Okay. So you're going to run into that. You're going to see that. You're going to recognize that. And that helps you to make an informed decision on people or individuals or couples that you would like to play with. So get out there, get some experiences. I'm going to end this. You know how to get a hold of us. We Swing LV on Facebook, or MeWe, or weswinglv@gmail.com is the email. Hope to see y'all soon. Hope to throw another podcast out soon. Take care. We love y'all. And we're going to catch you in the next podcast. And we hope to see you soon at the party or any other party that's going on. Man, play hard and have fun. Peace.